Delicious meets nutritious in the snack that packs a real protein punch, Wonderful Pistachios. Each 1 ounce serving of Wonderful Pistachios has 6 grams of protein, giving you over 10% of your daily value and making Wonderful Pistachios one of the highest protein nuts. But perhaps more than that, I love all of the flavors they have. Their sea salt and vinegar ones are my favorite when I'm craving that flavor but want to keep it healthy. But that's just the tip of the iceberg. Wonderful Pistachios come in a variety of flavors, like chili roasted, honey roasted, smoky barbecue, and jalapeno lime, perfect for enjoying with family and friends or taking them with you on the go. Whether you're a pistachio purist who loves cracking open every nut, or you prefer the convenience of no-shells pistachios, Wonderful Pistachios has got you covered. Grab Wonderful Pistachios and elevate your snacking game today. So fill up with a healthy snack when hunger strikes. Visit WonderfulPistachios.com to learn more. That's WonderfulPistachios.com. Have you ever noticed how a calm mind can really set the stage for a good night's sleep? That's the idea behind our new podcast, Good Sleep. Greg, our host from Optimal Relationships Daily, is here to help ease you into a peaceful night's rest with some positive affirmations. And these affirmations aren't just comforting, they can help ease anxiety and nurture positive thoughts, setting you up for true good sleep. So, press play on Good Sleep tonight, because a good tomorrow starts with a good night's sleep. Just search for Good Sleep in your podcast app and be sure to pick the one from Optimal Living Daily. This is Optimal Health Daily, episode 2381. The secret to fat loss is that there's no secret, by Leah Genders of LeahGendersFitness.com. And I'm Dr. Neil, your very own personal narrator. Happy Saturday and welcome back to another weekend edition of Optimal Health Daily. This is where I read to you from some of the best health and fitness blogs on the web, kind of like an ongoing audiobook, and always with a bit of my commentary at the end. And with that, let's get right to today's post as we optimize your life. The secret to fat loss is that there's no secret, by Leah Genders of LeahGendersFitness.com. If you've been following health and fitness accounts on the internet for any amount of time, you've likely come across quite a few articles promising the secret to fat loss. If you're looking for the secret to fat loss, it's no secret. 1. Eat in a calorie deficit to lose fat. To lose fat, you need to eat in a calorie deficit. That means you need to consume fewer calories in a day than you use. You can achieve a deficit with a combination of eating fewer calories and exercising. A moderate calorie deficit of 300 to 500 calories a day should get the ball rolling for fat loss for most people. But don't go crazy. If you reduce your calories too drastically, it could backfire. A mistake a lot of people make is they go from their regular unhealthy diet to a perfect diet, and the calorie drop is way too much. You don't need an overhaul. Just look for ways to cut 300 to 500 calories per day. You can continue to evolve and improve your diet over time. Don't feel like you need to do it all at once to get results. You don't. How many calories does that mean you should eat? Every person is different. Even two people the same age, body type, and weight may have different calorie needs. There are calorie calculators that can help you estimate, but they're just that, estimates. It's your job to do the work to figure it out for yourself. It does take some experimenting. Try lowering your calories and see if you lose weight. It can get complicated when we start to factor in lifestyle and hormones, but as a starting point, cut 300 to 500 calories from what you usually eat and see what happens. Pay attention to the results and adjust as necessary week after week until you get it right. If you start to lose weight too fast, meaning more than 3 pounds per week, add back additional healthy calories or reduce exercise. Losing the weight slowly over time is the best method for permanent fat loss. When you lose weight too fast, it's a likely indicator that you're losing both fat and muscle. We want to preserve muscle tissue as much as possible when losing weight by dropping weight slowly, eating adequate protein, and doing some resistance training. 2. Eat whole foods from nature, prepared at home most of the time. While there's nothing wrong with an occasional treat, aim to eat whole foods from nature prepared at home 80 to 90% of the time. Processed foods can cause inflammation and digestive issues, which can mask or stall progress. eating restaurant meals on a regular basis makes it more challenging to stay in a calorie deficit. It is possible, just more difficult than eating at home. Be mindful of eating the foods that make your body look, feel, and perform its best. Everyone is different. Some have allergies and intolerances, while others don't. Some respond well to whole food carbohydrates. Some prefer heart-healthy fats. Eat mostly unprocessed foods that make you feel good inside and out. Pay attention to how the foods you eat make you feel and adjust accordingly. And 3, build muscle. You cannot spot reduce fat, but you are able to build muscle specifically where you want. If you want a flatter stomach, you can take the previously mentioned steps to help reduce overall body fat and then do abdominal exercises to build those muscles. However, the best way to improve your body composition and lose fat is to build muscle all over. I'm not suggesting you become a bodybuilder or grow forearms like Popeye. Losing fat and gaining muscle helps you appear leaner, even if you stay the same weight, because pound for pound, muscle takes up less space in the body than fat. That means you may weigh the same, but wear a pant size a few sizes smaller. Muscle doesn't make women look bulky, unless they take steroids or if they're specifically training for that look. Large muscles don't happen by mistake. Those who weight train are typically leaner and fitter than those that don't. Muscle burns more calories than fat at rest, so the more muscle you have, the higher your metabolism. That means once you build muscle, you'll likely need to eat more to maintain your weight. The one thing you may have overlooked. I mentioned earlier that hormones can play a role in fat loss. If you seem to be doing everything right, but not seeing the results you desire over a considerable period of time, meaning give yourself some time, you may want to work with your doctor to get your hormones checked. If you need help, see a registered dietitian. While some of this may be out of our control, for example, menopause, sleep and stress play a large role in hormone regulation and fat loss. So make sure you're getting 7 to 9 hours of quality sleep each night and working to keep stress at bay through meditation, exercise, prayer, quiet time, rest, or other relaxing activities. Although it's often overlooked, stress and lifestyle play a significant role in fat loss. There's no magic to fat loss. There's no secret. Work on improving your lifestyle, your eating habits, and move your body consistently over time for the results you desire. If you're consistent and patient, you'll get there. You just listened to the post titled, "The Secret to Fat Loss Is That There's No Secret," by Leah Genders of leahgendersfitness.com. We're driven by the search for better, but when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites. One of the things I love about Indeed is that it filters out incompatible applicants. So when you're hiring, the process is much faster, and you only have to consider applicants that are already likely to be a great fit. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at indeed.com/health. Just go to indeed.com/health right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. indeed.com/health. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed. Dr. Neil here for my commentary. If you happen to listen to my commentary from a couple of days ago on episode 2179, then Leah's first suggestion may have sounded really familiar. In today's article, Leah said that if weight loss is a goal, we don't need a complete diet overhaul. Instead, we just need to look for ways to cut 300 to 500 calories per day. It would again take quite a bit of time and effort to burn off 300 calories through exercise alone. But if we wanted to save ourselves from having to burn off those calories by not eating them, we'd be talking about something like, instead of drinking a regular soda with lunch and dinner, have carbonated water instead. That would be it. That's because each regular soda is about 150 calories. So skipping two regular sodas would be skipping 300 calories. And if we can replace those two sodas with zero-calorie carbonated water, we've saved ourselves 300 calories and we don't have to worry about burning those off later. So again, simple swaps like these over time can lead, and often do lead, to weight loss. So as Leah said in today's article, there's no magic to fat loss, and I completely agree. All right, that'll do it for the Saturday episode. Thank you so much for being here and listening. I hope you have a great rest of your day, and I'll be back here tomorrow as usual, where your optimal life awaits.